Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Nutrients, water, and living space are some of life's basic needs. So anything that alters their distribution is going to be a key factor in our struggle for survival. A change the waterways, the landscape, or the availability of food, and an entire ecosystem can be reshaped. Certain species wield that power to great effect. One of the most fascinating topics in biology is the role of ecosystem engineers. These are organisms that either directly or indirectly alter their physical surroundings in ways that have major impacts on the livelihood of other organisms. Take, for example, the American alligator. Out in the wild, these big reptiles like to make their own swimming pools. Using their snouts and claws, they create massive trenches known as gator holes in the limestone around Florida's Everglades. In short order, they flood with water. They also tend to remain full of water, even well into the dry season, a time when standing water can be scarce. For other life forms, a gator hole can provide a badly needed oasis. Frogs and turtles move into these convenient little ponds, while plants surround their rims, attracting all kinds of insects. So, as unlikely as it may sound, Florida alligators are environmental stewards. They create brand new homes for their neighbors, and in the process, strengthen the biodiversity of the Everglades. Other ecosystem engineers leave different marks. Today, we're looking at a few that reshape rivers, link ponds together, and transform mangrove creeks. Mapmakers of the world, you'll want to keep your erasers handy when these beasties come to town. First up, beavers. The term busy as a beaver really should be considered high praise. Beavers are hardworking rodents. A lone one can cut down up to 200 trees in a single year. Famously, they build sturdy homes or lodges for themselves out of branches, mud, and other materials. They can also make their own large-scale ponds by damming streams. This works by creating a backlog of water upstream of the dam. The resulting pond not only gives beavers a place to build their lodge, it also affords easy access to surrounding trees. Often, around a foot or a third of a meter of water covers the bases of nearby pines and hardwoods that once stood on dry ground. As a result, beavers can swim right up to these trees. They also like to dig canals that branch out of the new ponds, penetrating deep into the local forest. These new wetlands provide homes for smaller animals like amphibians. Plus, the dams make great natural filters, blocking excess nitrogen from our creeks and streams. However, not all of the side effects are positive. When a beaver dam fails, it's liable to flood towns or farms. The aftermath can be expensive. In the southeastern U.S. alone, these floods are responsible for an estimated $22 million a year in damages to the timber industry. It's not surprising, then, that many people view beavers as pests. If you have a beaver problem, do know that humane solutions are out there. Next up, the adorable yet terrifying hippopotamus. Put a group of hippos in a floodplain with lots of nice soft soil and they'll start reconfiguring the turf. That's because hippos have unique skin that needs to be kept wet for most of the day or they'll become dehydrated. So they plow through the reed beds that ring rivers and lakes, creating deep wallows of water and mud that keep them cool during hot days. They're too heavy to float or swim, so they reshape the soil bed beneath the water to walk along it, with the tops of their heads poking out. However, these wallows don't offer much in the way of food. So, at night, hippos leave their comfy wallows to go grazing on dry land, returning before the sun. That daily coming and going creates deep depressions in the soil near bodies of water, which in turn become channels. Worn down over time, these footpaths can be as much as 16 feet, that's 5 meters wide, and just like gator holes, they're quick to fill up with water. What's more, hippo highways linking ponds and streams to big rivers can also be established. If the area should flood, these connection points may become an outlet for surging water. They also enable swamplands to expand. And under the right circumstances, the trench-like trails can divert a great deal of sediment from rivers into ponds. And that's not all that hippos are doing as they go about their business. Pun intended. One 2015 analysis determined that hippo dung is an important source of nutrition for at least some of the fish and insects that share the animal's native range. Never underestimate the power of poop. However, for their size, hippos don't actually eat a lot. Only about 1 to 1.5% of their body weight every day. Large cattle eat more like 2.5%, and African elephants can eat over 4%, which is no joke when you weigh some 7 tons. On a typical day, an adult elephant will spend 12 to 18 hours eating, which is vital to the ecosystem. Elephant dung is a nutritious fertilizer for the soils of Africa. It's also a vehicle by which many seeds are dispersed. Furthermore, by knocking down trees and eating shrubs, these colossal animals convert forests into grasslands. And a 2009 study published in the journal Bioscience revealed even more about the transformative powers that African elephants have over their habitats. Sort of similar to hippos, elephants are great at building water channels. The tusked herbivores cover the same land routes over and over again as they go about finding food and water, making trails in the process. Sometimes, multiple generations of elephants will reuse the exact same footpaths. As time goes by, the animals compress the soil, turning their walkways into trenches. And when elephants move back and forth between bodies of water, their sunken trails become nice conduits. Thus, rivers or ponds that were once isolated can be merged via elephant-made canals, providing inroads for other wildlife to travel. And another study of Asian elephant trails in Thailand found that these paths can divert monsoon runoff into local streams, preventing flooding. But enough of mammals and reptiles. A number of crustaceans are great diggers, including fiddler crabs, which shelter in tunnels measuring up to 3 feet or more in depth. That's about a meter. The holes are quite a construction project, given the fact that most fiddler species are less than 2 inches or 5 centimeters wide. Then there are the various species of burrowing crabs of the mangrove swamps and salt marshes of the world. The tunnels that these small crabs build are liable to weaken the surrounding turf. On mangrove swamp shorelines, this has the effect of widening tidal creeks, whose mud and clay-based banks are rendered more vulnerable to erosion by the digging invertebrates. They may also play a key role in aerating the marshy soil and kicking up nutrients from the beds. And that's just part of the story. Because burrowing crabs have such a profound effect on sediment composition, their tunnels can also cause completely new creeks to form within these mangrove systems. And all of this further impacts the plants and other animals that live around those environments. Those tiny crabs change how microorganisms and plants can grow, which changes what foragers and predators come to the area. Just another example of how small actions can add up to huge effects. Today's episode is based on the article, Eco Engineers, Five Animals That Can Reshape Earth's Waterways, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.